Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Baking bread is one of the most enjoyable pastimes that the kitchen offers, but it's also one of the most intimidating. All that yeast, punching down and fretting about the humidity. What if there were a kind of bread that sidestepped those issues? Would you be tempted then? And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, here's something right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. I mean, flatbread is kind of the cool way to get into baking bread. I think that there is certainly intimidation about the whole idea of shaping these, whether they're long baguettes or the beautiful boule, getting them in the right shape, getting the rise. I mean, you can cut out that whole step by just planning on making your bread flat. Mm-hmm. And that is really a treat. There's two main styles, as you might fathom, one with yeast and one that doesn't even require yeast, just a simple dough. Those tend to be cracker-like almost, sort of very thin, crispy, crunchy, and then the yeast leaven ones are what you might more associate with something like naan, a more fluffy flatbread. Yeah. But both super easy to make. Obviously, the ones without yeast are quick mixtures. I mean, they're super easy to mix up. One of the fun ones, I think, is a Sicilian flatbread. It's called pane carosso. Literally translated means sheet music because it's supposed to be so thin that it's crispy as if it were a piece of baked sheet music.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's simple. Flour, baking powder, salt, and water.
That's it?
That's it. And they traditionally would use a blend of all-purpose and semolina flour. Mm-hmm. But it's literally a mix this dough, cut it into small pieces, roll it out flat, and just put it in the oven on a baking sheet. They tend to puff into a top and bottom as sides, so there's like this pocket of air in the middle. Mm-hmm. But once they cool, they remain pillow-like and literally
That's
just
nice.
cracked That's nice. Apart and used for almost anything you would use crackers or some bread for.
Nice.
Yeah. The more yeast-leavened ones, the Turkish ones like baklava. There's also a Georgian flatbread called Tony's Puri. Those are actually kind of bubbled up flatbreads, yeast leavened, so you're going to have to mix these doughs and give them an hour or two to rise. But the Georgian bread is traditionally made on a stone or on the side of an oven, and it's shaped like a big canoe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of fun to like roll out a rectangle and then grab two of the edges and pull it. And then they're usually about a foot and a half to 2 foot long, the traditional ones. But you can make it the size of the stone that you'd have in your oven. The baklava, the Turkish one, is actually traditionally pan-fried. So not even a lot of effort there. Just let the dough rise for an hour or two, punch it down, roll out these discs, and in a sauté pan set over like medium heat with some oil, drop this piece of dough in and just flip it over when it's brown, take it out, and it's done.
If you're feeling creative, Jerry, is it okay to go ahead and add things like a little bit of rosemary?
Of course. You're not going to worry about this rise and the sort of shape. So anything, which if you put things in, you might worry about their density not allowing the bread to rise high.
Right.
It's a flatbread. So you can now throw in anything you want, herbs, cheese. A lot of substantial, like great salt on these are delicious. And you can just start cooking them, and they're delicious. The kids will love this stuff.
Oh, I bet they will.
And it's perfect for them because they love to use the rolling pin.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to get the kids in the kitchen, mix the dough and just let them roll it out and just start cooking it.
Sounds like a little bit lower in carbs, too. So.
Yeah, and we've got some dips and spreads and stuff on the site, too, that we'll put up there with recipes to go with these flatbreads.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.